Hey Siri, play Move That Dope.
Here's Move That Dope, featuring Pharrell, Pusha T and Casino, by Future featuring Andre 3000.
I love Pusha T. Thank you for that. That's... Okay, you know, actually... Gonna play it, or what are we...
Who's a kitchen? Whipping it, whipping that fishing for a cat. Flicking no syrup, I'm rolling them hat. Made myself a boss, I'm bossing a plug. Either way you put it, nigga, I'm good. Triple salute, nigga, straight out the hood. Back of soda water, splash and scale. Fuck with my right and my pot and my left. Leaning our way over to the side. I whip me a four way to a nine. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can't be televised.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, ayy, move that dope, ayy, move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, y'all nigga move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, ayy, move that dope, ayy, move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, y'all nigga move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, ayy, move that dope, ayy, move that dope.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I knows better. When they saying it's 42 for that white powder, I knows better. Get it, nigga, I knows better.
Put a smile on nose. Face. Okay, got
you. Don't wanna sell dope forever and flood the rolling to the vessel break. Fish scale and the two doors that I fish tails. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and designer shit that I miss bell. Yeah, look at the groove. The jeans, the jewels, I'm matching a monkey.
There's a lot of cars on that freeway. That's less than ideal.
Pablo, Versace, way before me goes. My dinner plates, no silverware. All you niggas, my e-holes. Cost a kilo like a free throw. Crack house, I had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope, ayy, move that dope, ayy, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope, ayy, move that dope, ayy, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope, ayy, move that dope, ayy, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
Look at him. Me, I try to lead the best for later. But Pusha try to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard Pete, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, then she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the wood-ass clothes. That's coming outside in the Buffalo. I know gorillas with the triggers that's on the banana clippers and packing with the biggest missiles. These niggas is knocking over vehicles. These niggas ain't waiting just to see niggas. These niggas ain't trying to hear please niggas. These niggas like chopping down trees niggas. These niggas want you three and they squeeze niggas. These niggas hit the weed. Niggas.
If you got two hoes, you need to let one go. Two Lambos, you need to let one go. All these drones, while y'all smoke dope, never high in the sky. I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'ma set one though. Big ass bag, but no man sand though. All that war, we need to let that go. That boring business, I'ma get that hoe.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ayy, move that dope. Ayy, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ayy, move that dope. Ayy, move that dope.
All right, let's get gas. Move my bags around a little bit. These are not packed efficiently.
I'm gonna go inside this gas station. Because I forgot to bring the drink I had in my fridge. Slightly more intelligently. Alright, set those there, move that to that spot, put you guys right here,
put these sunglasses down here for later when the sun is all the way up. That trail mix there for later. Dude, the gas station, give me a little, well, not give me a little shit, I guess. I don't know. Being all talking. I got an energy drink and energy drink. It's trail mix and some kind of breakfast taquito. As I was checking out, the guy behind me was like, ah, that's a breakfast right there.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong. I was like, I'm not going to eat the trail mix for like 4 hours. That's probably not true either.
Anyway, let's go to fucking... No. Good God, man! For a gallon of gas. I mean, I got multiple gallons of gas, but they were all $3.50. Each one of them. Seemed like a lot, even for around here. Alright, we didn't really want to listen to the rest of this future album. So let's just get into it. This playlist, this Spotify playlist, is a bad time. So I'm gonna hit shuffle on it, and then, you know, as people fuck with it, it's the Great Drive Experiment on Spotify. And you can add or remove songs. Oh.
For this small chronic break.
Okay, alright, sorry.
Yeah. Niggas be brown nosing these hoes and shit.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Taking bitches out to eat, spending what? Money on these hoes, you know what I'm
eat.
Saying? I treat a bitch like 7-Up, I never have, I never will. I tell a bitch like this,
mm-hmm.
Bitch,
yep.
You without me is like Harold Melvin without the Blue Notes. You'll never go platinum.
Oh.
Hey, Daz, give me a light, nigga.
That's not my... Well, I'm not... That, well...
Well, I can welcome y'all to the Babylon, Carolina West. I own this motherfucker. My name is Pat Al. Y'all niggas know who I am. Y'all niggas tan up shit. But we got something old and something new.
So every so often, I will, So Spotify only pulls the playlist once per session or whatever. So this playlist, I have it on shuffle now, and it won't update automatically as you add and delete things. So I will have to quit out of the app from time to time and relaunch it and get it to re-pull the playlist to take the latest changes. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do that every hour. I'll do that when I remember to do it. How about that? Every couple hours, probably.
So take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my motherfucking hoes. Speaking of hoes, I get to the point. You think you got the bomb cause I wrote you, but you're cool. Wait.
And we're going to Los Angeles. That's it. We're on the road. We're off. I got this taquito.
You'd think that going to the gas station at 6 a.m. might mean you get like recently prepared breakfast roller food, but that is not the case.
Setting like bad news, cut off khaki, stretch braids and house shoes. Corrupt the names so my marks are catching slugs, and I smoke weed for the fuck of it. Rough and rugged shit. It's unexplanatory how I get wicked, but it's mandatory that I kick it and check it. I'm running hoes in 94. Now must approve it, hoes, call me sugar, rip it away. I'll be sticking and moving, prepare for a war with
some. Yeah, this is hit the button to light shit up like not a great taquito. I know, I'm surprised too. And murder with the rhyme, back in technology for some action. You don't know, do you? You fucking with her? You can't do me. I'm going out loony like Odo.
And, you know, maybe a little later we'll take some phone calls. Y'all want to ask some questions about, I don't know, video games, life and shit. I don't fucking know. At the bottom.
Watch out, vehicle stops on shoulder ahead.
Best part of the song. Right here. The part where he goes, talking about Snoop, talking about some Snoop. I think that's fucking funny. I don't know. Wow, are there really over 2,000 tracks on this playlist? Sonic the Hedgehog. This is the band from Sonic the Hedgehog, right?
Mm-hmm.
let that one build up and you know, release and drop or what, you know, and it just wasn't, shit ain't hard enough.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Watch out. It sucks that I have to drive on a Friday. It's it means there will be more traffic. It means I can't use this carpool lane over here. Because it's about to kick into carpool mode in about 4 minutes.
Frankly.
Is called I'll Keep Coming, but Spotify's a bad place. Reopening this playlist and signing back up for Spotify reminded me of exactly why I did not maintain a Spotify subscription. It fucking sucks. Like, if you search for Move That Dope, for example, you get, like, fucking 15 shitty covers of it. Like, it's just fucking full of garbage. It's the Steam of music streaming services. They let anybody on there. I feel like I want more out of this track. I want it to be. A little harder, a little more distorted, something. A little more bite. Spotify handles local music and integrates that is incredibly poor. Like, like, don't get me wrong, I think Apple Music is bad too, but in different ways. And Google Music seems like it sort of sucks also. I guess, like, that's just, you know, part of that is me coming at it with a really large local library of songs that, Apple Music is, like, a little better at handling that integration than the others. Google Music is like, hey, why don't you leave a browser tab open for, I don't know, the next several days while your music uploads. And then it's going to break multiple times, and you're going to end up with multiple copies of the same song. Like, shit is just fucked. I should have bought a bottled water along with this carbonated lemonade energy drink. Done. I like. Yep. Okay. All right. That song's on there a lot of times because it's like track 327. I'll keep coming. Track 2032. I'll keep coming. This just sounds like more Sonic the Hedgehog music already. We're gonna fight the boss of the fire stage. Sorry, that's a good point. Shadow the Hedgehog. Shopping center. 31 flavors they've got. It's crazy. The whips is new, the mangas is used. Keep stacking on the mountain, catch the D-boy blues. Keep dumping on their ass till the clips is gone. Hold down my set, nigga, rep my home. The whips is new, the mangas is used. Keep stacking on the mountain, catch the D-boy blues. Keep dumping on their ass till the clips is gone. Hold down my set, nigga, rep my home. By the first of the month, my favorite time of the year. Sitting on the beach porch till the mail get hit. I hustle all you bitch niggas pathetic. Mad cause I'm collecting 10,000 in credit. Say I'm just like Gregory, I get it like my pappy. For years I wasn't happy growing up in the projects. Nigga, my money used to be little like an insect. I turned into a racist only cause I love the screen. Graduated to digitals, no more triple beams. That was the finer things that came from Peruvian. It's not very good. I might rather listen to I'll Keep Coming here. We'll be right back. makes me sad. Christmas Trap. Christmas Trap dubstep like that. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. As advertised. Like, don't get me wrong, whoever made this is a villain. But at least you're not a liar. A band that everyone can like. And a song that everyone loves too, you know? Just universal. Of the bop on our drive, but I feel somewhat safe in saying that it will not be the last. We will get bopped again and again. When you wrestling music. Another, let's say, 10 to 15 seconds.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Watch out, Dream Theater on playlist ahead. Build it up first. There it is. this is the spot where there's gonna be some traffic. Going through Oakland here, towards the Bay Bridge. There's always traffic. I don't care what time you come, there's always something. The traffic keeps coming. Sounds like more wrestling music. Talking about. But I think this might actually be a at least a proper remix and not just a cover, right? Using the original vocals, but
Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Not a great remix. It's not great. Like a spaceship. She said that she like it, that she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the wet ass clothes. That's coming on song and the buffalo. I know the women with the triggers that's on the banana clip is attacking with the biggest missiles. These niggas is knocking over vehicles. These niggas ain't waiting just to see niggas. These niggas ain't trying to hear these niggas. These niggas like chopping down trees, niggas. These niggas want to tree in this these niggas. These niggas hit the weed in the these niggas. She now niggas trying to pull that down. Yeah, not an outstanding remix, but you know. What are you gonna do? Wow, wow, wow.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
I hope this lane goes where I'm going. I don't know that I'm... Okay, all right. This truck gonna let me in? It's looking like a yes. It's looking like, are you... No? No, you're just not gonna... You're not gonna do that. Fuck. Well, that's... Yeah, well, not... No. This is... Now we're going the wrong way. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Fucking asshole. Ugh. Alright. Fucking a mile an hour. What the fuck? Okay.
Watch out. Vehicle stops on shoulder ahead.
On the 880 instead of the 580, but I mean, they both go in more or less a similar direction at least, so this isn't going to be too big of a deal.
Okay.
I'm just not sure on where I'm gonna cut over or where I'm gonna get back, because right now it's just says like proceed the highlighted route, and it's like I'm on your highlighted route. Like tell me what I'm doing next. That's frustrating. Oh well. Kind of the beauty of it is I don't really need to be there at any set time. Spotify membership. Billboard here for Mickey's. It's a picture of a 40-ounce bottle, and it just says, "Welcome back, glass." Yes, finally, glass bottles. Something we can really break. I approve. Time. What's this circus tent over here? Circo Caballero. driving past the, what is it? Oco Coliseum, the Oracle, whatever. I'm driving past where the A's and the Warriors play. And I guess technically the Raiders for a little bit, right? Drive goes if I get real tired near the end because I woke up stupid early or what, but so far okay. Just realizing I should have bought some water because my throat will eventually get sore from all the talking. I talk a little louder in the car than you do normally, so I'm trying to project. That's not great, so.
Police reported ahead.
Yeah, alright. That song's alright, but I don't have it in me right now. It's not the song from this album I would have picked. Looks like it's gonna probably want me to take that. Yeah.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Watch out. Crispy, effortlessly, power steering accurately, ready for action. Action, you're no relaxed, I'm breaking my snap back. Don't take it all right down, black jack. Just racking up black stacks, no ring, no chain, no black jacks. I don't get no sleep, no kidnaps. And everybody wanna be on my back, but I don't slack. You know, you wanna see me get abstract. I'll switch on the place that I've done. No care about none of that rap traps. They're clear with the rapture. Some say that I don't tap, but I want the map. And I'm in the place on one track. So now my face on one slap.
Yeah. flex and go. When I'm at home, I stay low. Yo, late in the park, they can't see me, bro. When I'm living the up, they can't pay me, though. Get on the mic, I get easy, though. When I'm cutting checks, cause I'm CEO. Keep on front, they like you, don't know. They repping the man that NSA is for you. Still around, get around the time, you better hold it down and leave you living slow. Over standards, I ain't even planning, or I leave you drowning from head to toe. Wet, why you trying to put me in check? Why, if it kills you, better know I don't bet. Lock your head off your shoulders, no sweat. Watch your step.
Alright, now it says I just go 30 miles until I hit I-5, I guess. And then once we're on the 5, it's fucking real. Once we're on the 5, we're leaving the Bay Area. We're getting the fuck on the road to drive a million miles an hour to that Del Taco. Which seems like not the sort of thing you should eat this early in the day. Yes.
Someone died. Gunshot.
And then maybe on the other end of that, we'll take some calls. Maybe that'll be the time for phones.
Father.
Taking your question. No, I don't know. That's...
Childhood's end. Goodbye, my holy friend.
No.
Swing your arms,
same cover that was in DDR? Right? It is, right? I guess I always thought that that song was just done for DDR, and this looks like it's a full-length version of it, which... Alright.
Watch out, fog reported ahead.
Okay, shit. Yeah, this is not the same version, because this also sounds, sounds like that other song. Pump it up, wait. Driving to LA, listening to Mayor Hawthorne remixes. Joe, come on. Like the type of song that would play over the credits for a Gearbox game. Like the opening. Know what I mean? It's very misty out here in Dublin. It's not raining here, but it is so misty, I have to use my windshield wipers for sure. It's weird out here. We'll be right back. identify this as It's Raining. In the right direction. Driving into the middle of nothing. Galaxy. That's a good sign. Apparently we're Pleasanton. Sure. Alright. Lanes through here, to my left here, that are express lanes, where they, like, you have to have one of the fast-track little toll tags, and they just charge you for how long you're in the lane. like, what does it say here? If you want to go to Isabel Avenue, that's 50 cents. If you want to go to Greenville Road, that's $1.50. And I guess that's like, hey, when traffic's bad, you know, you can pay for a better lane. But that still seems really shitty. Yes, capitalism indeed. So I just pulled the playlist again at the start of this song. I don't think it's updating the playlist as it goes, but it definitely at some point stopped playing that I'll Keep Coming song that I assume was in there probably 1,000 more times. So maybe it does update on the fly, I don't actually know. I wonder if anything will leak today. I mean, it's Friday, so normally, like, seems like Saturday is the day that stuff starts really happening, but now on Saturday, you know, EA's just gonna do their thing, so. Also, I wonder how much is left to leak. Also, there's kinda. Well, whatever. No, that's, you know, there will be stuff. Games will get announced at press conferences. I guess there are a bunch of console details and stuff. I wonder if any of that Scorpio shit will end up being, like, right or not. If that was them leaking shit out in their own video, you know, little teasery stuff about the price and date and shit. If they were just trying to get people talking or. Oh man, what a bummer. This fucking song. Fucking sucks. Well, there's no tunnel here, but it's still time. Let's crack this open. Put on the crystal method, listen to drink some energy drinks. You know, Friday shit. Apparently can pay the 50 cents to pass me, even though I'm doing fucking 75.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Fuck, I really hope it's not super fucking foggy when I get on the 5. That is, like, fear is the wrong word, but I am uncomfortable with the concept of I-5 when it is very foggy, because you always hear these stories. They always get a guy out there in a fucking news van that's just like, I'm here at the site of this 80-car pileup that is still happening. Because it is so foggy and there are so many cars piled up in this 2-lane road that people just keep hitting into it. Low point of E3, no Peter Moore. Yeah, that's a good point. This could be our first Peter Moore-less E3. But if I was EA, and maybe they wouldn't do this because they want to, like, move on and not dwell on it. If I was EA, I would have Peter Moore come out and talk about FIFA. If I was EA, I would render a polygonal Peter Moore and put him in the game and then show that at the press conference. That's what I would do. That'd be a fun moment. I would say, like, oh, you know, like, we put more people on the sidelines than ever before, and then show fucking Liverpool or whatever fucking team he wants to go own or run, and straight up have polygonal Peter Moore right there. And then I would have real Peter Moore fucking, I would have polygonal Peter Moore walk up to the camera and then start fucking talking about how realistic FIFA is. And then it would be like the fucking Eazy-E fucking We Want Eazy video, and fucking real Peter Moore would jump through the fucking screen onto the stage. And then I would say, it's in the game. Peter Moore is in the game. He's in the game, he's in the game. That'd be cool as fuck. Man, they should do that. They should, I mean, not that whole thing. I mean, that's maybe a little much. But they should definitely fucking put polygonal fucking Peter Moore on the sidelines of that motherfucking soccer game. Or, you know, in owners, where do people like him sit during a game, right? Are they on the sidelines? Or are they up in some box somewhere? I don't care. I'll put him on the fucking sideline.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Yeah. All right. Our first sign that says Los Angeles on it. Let's go. I also realized last night, I hadn't been thinking about it, but EA will probably show something more about BioWare's new game. It was not even in, like, this fiscal year or whatever their... Or next fiscal... I guess we're in this fiscal year, right? So... The earliest it would come out would be next holiday. So Q4 2018 or early 2019, I think, is when that thing is supposed to ship. But they did show that little bit of it. Was that last year or was it the year before? The year before, I think, right? Maybe if it's next fiscal, yeah, maybe that's after. No, anyway. They have shown a little bit of it. It is super in development. Of some kind. And they probably need to show something that might get people into the idea of a BioWare game again. So... Unless the next Dragon Age is lining up, I don't know... where they're at on that stuff. I wonder if they mentioned Mass Effect at all in that press conference. I'm gonna guess no. I'm gonna guess they just quietly move on from that. They've got sports and Need for Speed. Battlefront. Thank you. I wonder if they'll do anything else, like, is it Unraveled? Is that the name of the game? Yarny? Like any other kind of smaller indie thing that they sign and publish and distribute? If they've got anything else like that. Thinking, like, traditionally, what sports does EA show at E3? It's always FIFA and Madden, and I guess basketball, right? They are doing basketball. They claim to be in the basketball business. Music.
Many kinds, where can we start? We like them dumb and we like them smart. I like the ones with the pretty eyes. Well, I like all kinds of guys. Stop.
All kinds of guys.
Especially like which ones? You know, the ones with the cars that go. I hear you. Hit it.
I would play a new Budokan game. I would be interested in that announcement. Can you imagine? Could you imagine if they had, like, and we're digging into our roots here at EA, the rich back history of classics that we hear a lot about from our fans that want to see these games brought back, so we have listened to you and decided to bring back Budokan. You know what I would like to see them do? And maybe it's like a semantic, you know, like just a like not as huge of a distinction. But think about this. Okay. Skate or Die. They should do a game and call it Skate or Die. Instead of making a game and calling it Skate 4, they should make a sequel to Skate. But instead make it, like, so think about, okay, the popular stuff from the Skate franchise, with a wider audience. A lot of it was that Thrasher Hall of Meat stuff, because people got into streaming that. And, you know, that sort of stuff. So you make a sequel to Skate, but you make it a little bit more cartoonish. Now that you're not trying to stand out from Tony Hawk, which was always, like, goofy with its weird fucking guitar solo grinds and pizza boxes and whatever the fuck else people are pulling out of their ass while they're doing special grinds. Like, the storylines, the FMV intros to the Skate games were always goofy as shit in an amazing way. In a way that was very authentic to, like, Skate videos and shit. Like, it was very Animal Chin, you know? And so, I think if they, like, what if they did a game that was more or less Skate, but also pushed it in a more wild direction, a little bit, around the edges, or around the art style, and then put in pool jousting. And then just fucking called it Skate or Die. I think that would be cool as fucking shit. Because Skate or Die was a great game in its day. You know, it was not an open world thing. It was not, it was event-based, like Summer Games was or something. It's like, hey, do the pool joust. Hey, do the street whatever. Do the halfpipe. The fucking remix of the fucking music from Silent Hill. In front of me is doing the speed limit, and it sucks. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes a grip for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those. We want to profile the codes. Rock you in your face. Man, how cool would that fucking be? If they fucking put out a game and call it Skate or Die again after all these years. Like, people that don't know what Skate or Die is but know what Skate is would say, well, it still has the word Skate right in it, so, you know, maybe this is some edgy reboot of Skate. That's fine. And then they could have fucking, I don't know, put Danny Way in a fucking mohawk wig and have him fucking play Lester. Or Rodney. I guess Lester didn't actually have a mohawk. Rodney had the mohawk. Yes, Tony Hawk, Skate or Die, cover all the bases. Yeah, I mean, if Tony Hawk is free and clear and also is out there saying, oh yeah, I'm looking into maybe some video game stuff, like, you have to wonder. Just think about it from EA's perspective. Like, they are in the money-making business. Some years better than others. But if they look at it as like, well, you know, we did those three Skate games, and, you know, they did okay for us, but they weren't, like, big sellers. You know, if you're pitching a Skate game at EA, it's dead, right? Unless you can, like, build a really good business case, and you start pulling out all the stops. when you have to build that case. And that's why shit gets attached to games. That's why it's Need for Speed and not Burnout. That's why, you know. So if you go out there and say, well, we can attach Tony Hawk's name to this, and Tony Hawk's name has sold this many millions of games in the past. Sure, it's tarnished, but we believe that there's still value in the Tony Hawk name. That probably sweetens the pot for a pitch, if you pitch it right. I don't think the Tony Hawk brand name is, like, nuclear hot in video games. Like, do not touch fucking... I don't think Tony Hawk 5 was that bad. No, wait, it was that bad. But I think that, like, there's enough time has passed. But also, I wonder if you put Tony Hawk's name on a game, but it played like Skate, if you would piss off, like, the kind of casual onlookers who just, like, don't know. They don't know. They're like, oh, this, the Tony Hawk name changed hands, and now it's a different thing, and blah, blah, blah. I wonder if they would pick it up and go, like, well, how come I can't fucking eat a pizza while grinding on these telephone wires while the fucking ship sinks and this fucking fat cop does fucking nada spins on the top of a donut shop. There you go. I just wrote the entire story mode for a new Tony Hawk game. New Skate or Die, new Def Jam Vendetta. I have zero interest in Def Jam games that are wrestling games. Like, that's not... Those games were weird and dumb. I never liked that engine that much, and they were not good games. They were not good hip-hop games. They were not good wrestling games. Jam versus Capcom sounds interesting until you hear about the roster. The roster leaks, and then you're like, what? Fucking... Why is Lil Soldiers in this game? What? Freaky Zeke? What? Who the fuck wanted that? Aw, man! Icy Blue in a fighting game. No! This one car, but there's a car in front of him going the same speed, so I wouldn't really gain anything. It's two lanes. It's two lanes pretty much all the way, and the right lane is usually a bunch of fucking trucks hauling loads. White Line Fever. All that shit. You know, okay, I'm gonna pass this fucking guy. Here we go. Because these cars in front of him are indeed going faster. Yes, there we go. Now I'm going time travel speeds. well, now I'm going slightly faster than time travel speeds. Thinking about EA's fucking classic fucking portfolio of IP and getting bummed out. Saw your Destiny 2 question. I don't think that they will show anything new of Destiny 2. I think that they showed what they're going to show. I think that if they give any details, because think about it, Activision doesn't really have a place to show anything because they don't have a press conference. You could see the game showing up in Sony's press conference, but I wouldn't think that that would be a lengthy demo. I would assume that that would be something more like a new trailer and maybe some details about how to get in the beta first on PS4 or something like that. Like, that seems like your press conference hit. And then, yeah, I mean, they are showing the PC version of the show, but I already played that too. I saw that, so that's not necessarily new. I think Brad's going to check it out because he did not see it at the reveal event, and I want him to get a look at it, but yeah, I would not expect new Destiny 2 stuff here. Though, I saw a guy from Bungie playing it on PSN 2 days ago. Like, technical test app, Destiny Fire Team listed as the, like, current activity. So, something, I mean, they're taking something home and playing it over there. And that always leaves the potential for, hey, the beta's out now, you know, like, something weird like that. So I wonder, yeah, I mean, maybe they're just, you know, actually still developing the game and all that shit and have, you know, they need to do at-home testing for all that stuff, and maybe that's not indicative of, like, something the consumers will be able to get into anytime soon, but it's possible. I know when they were bringing out Destiny 1, we had access to it just before E3. Like, we had access to their beta, like, a few days before E3, and we recorded a thing that we then put up during E3, like we did a quick look or something, or unfinished, I guess it would have been called a quick look then, but, of that thing, So I wonder, but yeah, my guess is that if you see anything new of Destiny, it'll be extremely brief, and it'll be wrapped up in the context of, here's what the exclusive PS4 stuff is, so it'll be like, here's a brief glimpse of the Sony exclusive Strike, or here's a picture of the gun you'll get for pre-ordering, or, you know, on PS4, or whatever the fuck. And then maybe, like, a detail or two about beta access, but I don't think that they'll show significant new content. Dying Light 2? I don't know. Warner published that, right? I don't see it. I don't see it. But I haven't really been following if that... I mean, I would assume that they would make a Dying Light 2. And this would be just about the time to announce it. Probably. If they had been working on it. Also, there's something extremely rich about that game getting announced and getting done and getting shipped well before whoever the fuck is developing Dead Island 2 gets their act together. Those guys must be feeling pretty fucking good. That Dying Light team. Finally, some fucking hits! I would like to send a shout out to the Kia Optima that got over and let me pass. Excellent. Steely Dan song I would ever want to hear would be FM. That's them, right? Is that it? Is that them? And even then, it's only because they say No Static at All, and Third Bass sampled that for that one song called No Static at All. You know what? Let's take a fucking deep... Hey, Siri, play No Static at All by Third Bass. You didn't fucking pick that up at all, did you?
I couldn't find No Static at All on Apple Music or in your library. But if I misheard, you can also spell it.
Spell it. What's the name of that song, right? Take this next exit, drive to Merced, and then do what comes naturally. Which I assume is a mixture of nothing and methamphetamine. Probably. I mean, I don't know. All right, back to the playlist. Miles to Los Angeles. Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I was like, why is all the detail on this song written in all capital letters? Artist, album, and track name. Like, oh, it's Japanese. Okay, yeah, all right. It's Japanese. Sananella, 7 miles. Everything for the travelers. Oh boy.
Fucking terrible.
truck past another truck. That'll do it. That'll do it every time. Drive is normally a fucking trillion degrees. This is, I like this song, but it's bad. Listen to this.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. Such a pity, I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit.
This guy has zero context for what this song is or where it came from.
They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty.
Mars or nothing, but I, you know, I feel like I am incapable of feeling any passion about any of this music. It's like, all right, yeah, you know, you, that's this song's all right. You made it. It's good stuff. No desire, no. Not like Pearl Jam, you know. Actually, I mean, I guess. Thank you. Burrito Platos. That's what that fucking banner says. Yeah, I know it's 8:30 in the morning, but can I get one of those wet burrito platos, please? Where are you turning, truck? Are you turning at the light, or what are we doing here? Okay. Guys, it's 8:30 in the morning and I'm at this Del Taco. That's probably bad, right? That's not how this is supposed to work. All right, I'm going to turn this off and go use the bathroom. And then, depending on how things go inside this gas station, I might turn my phone on. Or I might skip out on this food thing and just get right back in the car. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to go in there and take a look. I'm at least going to get another drink or something, get a water. So, hold tight, y'all.